his friends. This year should be a special chus for Rabbi Maroni Marasi from Nisim in Leidia, Rufus Shleima. It says in the Torah, Zechor Semer Shabbos Lekacho, which means that we have to remember Shabbos when it goes in and when it goes out, B'knisasu V'yitziyasu. In Rashi Ben Nazir Daftal, Magen Mishnah Perichov Tesmich Shabbos Halacha Aleph. So that's Kiddush and Havdalah. We sanctify Shabbos with Kiddush and Havdalah. So we have to understand, says Marino Rav Hutner Zatzal, what Be'etzem is the Hagdar, what's the definition of Havdalah? Kiddush is Havdalah. If something is sanctified, it means that it's separate from everyone else. Mekadesh Yisrael, the Jewish people, are Muvdal, we're separate from Umas Olam. So if we already did a Maith of Havdalah being Kodesh L'chol, Idea Kiddush B'Knisaso, what does Havdalah help be Yitziyaso? Kiddush and Havdalah are just two sides of the same coin. Harat Mekudesh Yisli is one side, and Asurat HaKuliyama Kehekdish is the other. There's the Kiddush of Mekudeshes, and then there's the Havdalah of your Asur to the whole world, like Hekdish. Not only that, but Havdalah is different. Bekiddush says man. Then other type of Havdalahs, because by Kiddushes Bechor Behema, the Mashal, the animal is Mekudeshes Me'ileh, it's automatically sanctified, and this Kedusha is not taloi in what we say. Nevertheless, it's a mitzvah for us to be Mekadish the animal B'peh. B'Kedusha Shabbos also, Shabbos comes automatically, and the Amira of Kiddush doesn't make any Kiddush din or create any situation that did not exist without the Kiddush. But by Havdalah Shabbos, there's an explicit din that you're not allowed to do Malach until you're Mavdil, even either on the coast, or you say I'm Mavdil B'Shem, or that Hashem. In other words, Kan ein amirat havdalah rak l'shem kiyum mitzvah. Here the saying of havdalah is not just in order to be mekayim a mitzvah, but rather it creates a chiddush b'yitziras matzah. It creates a new situation in the transition from kodesh to l'chol. So we need a hagdara of havdalah that makes this new matzah. And it's not just stam like the kiddush of Shabbos, which is holy automatically. And the amir of kiddush doesn't create a new din. But here Havdalah does, because it allows you to do Malacha. And not only that, in the Nusach of Havdalah, the Ikar is in the words Ben Kodesh L'chol, more than Ben Yom HaShvili L'Shesim Yamaseh, because without Ben Kodesh L'chol, you weren't Yotzei Dechovas Havdalah. That's hard to understand, because why is that less than Ben Yom HaShvili L'Shesim Yamaseh? The whole word of Havdalah is to separate from the seventh day and the 6 days. So, what is so important about being Kodesh L'chol? You see this in Pesachim, Daf Kuf Gimel and Kuf Dalet, that being Kodesh L'chol is more important. Because without it, you weren't Yotzei Yedei Chovas Havdalah. Why is that more important than Yom HaShvili L'Shis Me'amaseh, where you're essentially separating between Shabbos and the rest of the week? So, Futnus Zatzal, Morena Rosh HaYeshiva explains as follows. That in the Sefer, one of the Gedolei Mefarshim, he asks a very good question. In Tfilas Musaf on Shabbos, we have the concept of Neshama Parms Faseinu L'Karban Musaf, Shumadai Raisa. Right? Instead of bringing the carbon, we say the Tfilah, and that's Neshama Parms Faseinu, that our lips complete the animal. Nevertheless, Besocha Tfilah, we have the concept, we have the words, Me'angel olam kavod jin cholo, those who are ma'anik Shabbos will inherit kavod. So onik Shabbos is not daraisa, but rather it's midivrei sofrim shenis parshal yidei nevim. And that's v'karasa l'Shabbos onik. Onik Shabbos isn't daraisa, it's from the Navi. So l'doros, or Makayim Musaf, without the union of Oneg. Because Musaf is Bimkom Achiv Daraisa. So why are we sticking in the Oneg, which is Midirei Kabbalah, which is learned from the Navi? The rabbis learned from Bekaras L'Shabbos Oneg. So why we're in the realm of the Daraisa of Musaf, do we stick in something from the Navi? So we can explain based on the halachic yisod from Yerushua Lev Diskin. Even though the halach is not nogela etzem adiburim, but rather it's l'shem tziyur of a havharat. It's there to give us an illustration of what we're trying to say. The Rush brings the name of the Rami Rutenberg that the din of pikuach nefesh b'chol ha-mitzvahs is a din shel tchuya, whereas b'yachas l'shabbos Pikuach Nefesh is Hutshara. It's absolutely mutter. It's not just that the Aver is pushed away, but the Aver doesn't even exist. It's completely mutter on Shabbos when you want to be Mechal Shabbos Pikuach Nefesh. It's not called Chil Shabbos Bechalal. And this is built on the Yisod of the Limud of Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos in the Pasuk of Kodesh Yilachem, Chazal Darshan, Shabbos Mesur B'yadchem Ve'en Atem Mesurim B'yado. Shabbos is given to you and you're not given to Shabbos. You can do a malacha on Shabbos in order to save a life. Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos, it's Lachem, it's Mesurim B'yadchem. And you are not given over in the hands of Shabbos. The second day that we learn this klal from the pasuk of Achai Bem Belosha Yamas Bem, and the first day there's a pircha. The makor is Kodesh Yilachem, then that's not going to be matir Shabbos to be mechal Shabbos if it's suffik pikuach nefesh. But if the makor is v'chai behem, then we can be mechal Shabbos even on a suffik of v'chai behem, as long as there's a possibility that there might be pikuach nefesh. V'chai behem says you absolutely have to make sure you're going to live. So if it's suffik pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. But we don't learn that from Kodesh Yilachem. We don't learn that from Achaibim. So Achaibim teaches us only teaches us even a suffik, whereas Kodesh Yilachem only teaches us Vadai Pikuach Nefesh, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. And in this, the Maral Disc can explain that the first day of the Makor of Kodesh Yilachem was not completely pushed away. And in a case of Vadai Pikuach Nefesh, the Klal of Kodesh Yilachem, Shinim Seres B'yadchem, Ve'enatem Mesarim B'yada, still applies. And therefore, we can learn from here that Shabbos is Hutshra, Mashenkin B'shar HaMitzvahs, Ein kan ela dichui. So Shabbos is Hutra when there's a Vade Chil Shabbos. Vade Bikoch Nefesh, you're allowed to be Machal Shabbos, Besinim Seres Biyetchem, Benatan Misarim Biyada, Mashenke Bishar Mitzvahs is only a dichui. Nevertheless, we still have to explain why Be'emes is Bechol HaMitzvahs Din Bikoch Nefesh Rak Din Shel Dichui. And when it comes to Shabbos, it's in a matzav of Hutra. And also, Mehechetesi, that Nimsar B'yetchem is only about life. The Shabbos is given over you in order to live, but not Yisurim. When it comes to Yisurim, one has to be Makal Yisurim in order not to be Makal Shabbos. Only to be, you only allowed to be Makal Shabbos to save a life. Mehechetesi, maybe Nimsar B'yetchem means even at the expense of Yisurim, that one's allowed to be Makal Shabbos in order to save oneself from Yisurim. How do we know it's talking about saving lives, Dafka? So first we'll say the sentence, and then we'll expand. Cholatara Kula, there's a steer between Kedusha and Lachem. Hekdesh asura lachem. Right? If it's hekdesh, it's not lachem, there's a stira. Only on Shabbos there's a matzav of kodeshi lachem, that the kedusha is lachem, the kedusha is given over to you. And therefore, pikuach nefesh b'Shabbos is matir and it's not doicha, because kedusha is lachem. Hinim seres b'yedchem. Shabbos is given over to you, and therefore, when it comes to the case of pikuach nefesh, there's a heter, and it's not just a dechi. And the explanation is as follows. It's known that schar mitzvah b'hayam alek is no schar mitzvah in this world. Kedusha lamites amit beis. And there's always a klal of hayom la'asosa mocha l'kabel scharim, that today you do your avoda, and tomorrow you get paid, you get your reward. In the next world, you get your reward. Aval ein lecha mitzvah, there's no mitzvah that it's going to be muchach misocha, that it's very clear from the mitzvah itself that the schar is in olam hazeh, except for one lone mitzvah. What's that mitzvah? That it's muchach mitocha shischar hi lo ba'olam hazeh. Not that schar is ba'olam hazeh, schar is below ba'olam hazeh. What's the one mitzvah that it's muchach that you're not going to get schar in this world? This mitzvah is kiddush Hashem and yaharik val yavor, because in such a case Hashem kiyum ha-mitzvah, the person is dying, so he's giving his whole high alma, he's giving this world, so therefore they can't be tashlim schar in this world. However, there's one mitzvah that adirabba, you have schar mitzvah even in this world, and that is the mitzvah of Shabbos. So pikuach, now when it comes to yaharik val yavor, when it comes to kiddush Hashem, so that can't be, it's muchach that it can't be in this world. Why can't it be in this world? Because the guy dies, so maybe he can't get schar in this world. Shabbos is fakert. Shabbos, you are getting schar mitzvah in this world. Mein olam haba v'yom shekulo Shabbos yom shekulo tov, klomer me'en kol atashlam schar demochar. So you have a me'ain already in this world of the tashlim schar in the next world. And therefore, and the day that the schar is bevchinas hayom hazeh, you can't have a din of mesiris nefesh bevchinas techia and say that the mitzias of Shabbos is pushed away. Why not? Because Shabbos is including the mochor lekabel scharim biyom hazeh. Therefore, Shabbos is special in that pikuach nefesh is matir malacha, And it's not doche and iser because he namseres biyadchem. In other words, olam aschar. So it can't be that you have to be moser nefesh for Shabbos, because then you're not going to get the schar in this world. Elamai, since the whole word of Shabbos is getting schar in this world, so it's pikuach nefesh is not even shaykh. Pikuach nefesh is matir the malacha. It's not just doche the yisr. It's matir the malacha because Shabbos is so strong that it creates schar in this world. Already you're feeling the schar in this world. Mele pikuach nefesh is matir the malacha. So, because this it has to be the olam aschar. It's not even shaykh that there should be a. One should die on Shabbos. They have to be doche the yisr. So mamish matir the malacha, because the whole word of Shabbos is getting schar in this world. And now we go back to b'miyashiv the kasha of that gadol and haskaras ha'oneg b'matvei tefilas musaf. And that is that we have to know that the oneg that's mentioned there of kodesh lachem, the bechina of lachem, definitely includes the schar of Shabbos, kodesh lachem, that it's yours. That you're getting schar in this world. It's mesurim biyadchem. Shabbos is given to you. That it's you're getting schar even in this world, and therefore it's matir pikoch nefesh. Pikoch nefesh is matir is melacha. And that bechina of Shabbos is definitely daraisa. It's only the takanos of machal and mishta, etc. Like takanos pratios, specific takanos of the rabbon. But the basic inyan of lachem, that it's going to be me'ein olam eschar, is definitely daraisa. Because Shabbos includes in it the schar of Yom Shkula Shabbos. So memela, vadai that on Shabbos the oneg is doraisa. The general concept of oneg is doraisa because it's mesur biyetchem. It's given over to your hand. Kodesh ilachem. It's mesur biyetchem. It's given to your hand that you're supposed to get hana. That it's pikuach nefesh is on Shabbos is a matir. It's not a doche because the kedusha is lachem. Kedusha is given over to you in order to get schar, and therefore there's no room b'chlal for dying al not to be mechal Shabbos, because this is the time of getting schar. So of course you have to stay alive. It's a stira to that. It's a mitzvah. And even the oneg is going to be daraisa in a general level because Shabbos is given over to you. Shabbos is given over to you for your pleasure. In imseres biyadchem. There's no death. It's because there's oneg Shabbos, and therefore it makes sense that in Musaf we're going to mention the oneg mangea kavod jin chalu. Based on this, we can understand the yisod and the chiddush of kedushas zmanim, in contrast to all the other kedushas. B'shar kedushas, ein behem atzman bitul elush ein in kodesh. When you talk about other kedushas, the kedush itself is not mevatel what's not holy. In other words, let's give an example. Behema kedusha, ein ze bitul l'shar behema sheinim kedushas. Right? If you have one holy animal, it's not mevatel the other animals that are not holy. Eretz Yisrael, b'chinas makom, is not mevatel the other places in the world. But kedushas hazmanim is mevatel the mehus hazman of chol, because olam aschar and olam avoda are two contradictory concepts. Hayom la'asosim is olam achol, machol lekabos chom is olam hakedusha. And if Shabbos is the mitzvah, the lone mitzvah, where you see the concept of machor, the schar, so memela it's mevatel and a stira to the mehus of chol, because Shabbos, the mehus of Shabbos, is machor, is the next world, is olam aschar. And therefore, it's a bittel in the world of zman. Now, in the world of zman, there's no such thing as chol. When you're in the world of Shabbos, there's no chol, because Shabbos is be'etzim the next. It's olam aschar. It turns hayom hazeh into machar. Shabbos is tchila makray kodesh. Therefore, this klal is noy gam b'shara moadim, because Shabbos is the root of all the moadim, and memela. When Shabbos goes out, you need a special mice of Havdalah as a hafsuk, as a stoppage of the bittul of Chol. Chol was misbatul, Chol was nullified, and Shabbos stops that. And then Havdalah, after Shabbos ends, you stop this bittul of Chol. But when Shabbos came, there was a bittul of Chol. That's what the Avnei Nezer says, that be'etzim Shabbos, that's menuchas margoa v'lo menuchas aroi. Menuchas margoa, Shabbos, Rashi says, is be'etzim forever. Come, be calm forever, it's here forever. It's not just temporary. The only thing is, on Motzei Shabbos, the forever ends. But on Shabbos, when you're in that world, there's a bittul, you're now in the world of Kedusha. And it's a completely different concept of time. It's the time of Machar, not the time of Hayom. And therefore, there's no Havdalah Meila. It's not automatic that the Chol comes in. Rather, you need a Maisim Yuchad of Havdalah between Havsak as a stoppage of Bittul HaChol. So, Havdalah and Motzei Shabbos and Yom Tov is not just the other side of the coin of Kiddush. Because then you wouldn't need Havdalah. It would came in automatically. You just said some nice words about Shabbos. That'd be it. Then it would go out automatically when it becomes night on Motzei Shabbos. You shouldn't really need Havdalah. It's just a Chazara like Kiddush. Making Shabbos special, where do you have Kiddush for that? So Havdalah Motzei Shabbos is a Maisa B'Yadayim to stop the Bittul of Chol, the nullification of the weekday. There was a nullification of the weekday. We're in the world of Kiddush, and now you have to stop that. And this is Miyuchad L'Moadim. Because only in their Kedusha is encapsulated a bittul to what is not holy in time. So Behemoth, this isn't Shaykh. We're not going to be mavdil on a holy animal, b'shas zrikas dama, to show that it's now it's mutter lehedjot, and the Kedusha was pokea. Because the Kedusha's Behema is not a bittul al behemoth she'enem kedoshas. If there was no more behemoth, if when you were makdish the animal, all the animals became holy, now you would need a special stoppage. You need to be mavdil on the behemoth kedosha. But it's not true. You don't have to. Because just because the animal was holy, all animals aren't holy. Animals don't automatically become holy. And therefore, when the person does Zrikas Hadam, this animal stops being holy like all the other animals. But Shabbos is different. Shabbos means the whole world of time is now holy. So you need a stoppage to turn it into Chol. Mishum kach be'etzim, the emphasis is on being Kodesh L'Chol, like we said earlier. That's Ma'akev. Because in order to have the bittul of the stoppage, in order to be mevatel, that there was a stoppage of normal time, and now we have to go back to normal time, because Shabbos created a new concept of time, a time of machar, and now we have to go back to the time of the weekday, so that we say ben kodesh l'chol. So it's creating a new matzav of chol. Otherwise, how is chol going to be chal? How is it going to take effect in a matzav of moed when time is so holy? That's the Isser of Mechin L'chol. It's not just Asir to prepare for the weekday because the Malach is for the future time, for a weekday. But rather because it's impossible. If you have the Kedushas HaMoed, you can't be Osek in a Cheshbon of the future, of Chol, if you didn't do a special Mais of Havdalah. So therefore there can't be, it's not Pshat only, that's Asir of Mechin L'chol. It can't be Mechin L'chol. Because in Shabbos there is no concept of Chol, because now we're in a completely new world of time. That unless you have a stoppage of that, it will just keep going. Therefore, Kadsheo b'knisos v'kadsheo b'siyos v'kiddush and Havdalah are two separate inyanim. So we could be ma'archiv as hadibur, but sometimes when you talk too much about something, you lose the central point. So therefore, we're going to refrain from talking about it more, just that we get the central point of what the notion of Havdalah is. And now Shabbos is a transformation of time into the world, from the world of secular to the world of holy. And unless you do a special act to bring it back to the world of secular, the holiness will continue forever. Very beautiful. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.